speak to you, I've got a rather interesting question around this area. If you're directly threatened by the sense, you have this sense of I, you feel you've been cheated, and there's a collapse of consciousness. I mean, I'm trying to think this from the point of view, this could be an advantageous thing. You might be experiencing it as a total disaster. Because in a sense, your world, your views are collapsing. From a spiritual point of view, it could be actually seen as highly advantageous. At the same time, the psychological model could be a disintegratory model. A depressing model. And yet, I've been understood to believe that psychology, in a sense, has its place, but the spiritual life, in some areas, is the normal functioning of a healthy ego. And I'm just trying to work out this dichotomy, a collapse of something and a healthy ego, which
I think that I do need to deal with the point that was made earlier. The question was in order to deal with that, because we're talking about different levels of ego identity, and this is very, very fundamental. It's at an almost automatic level. These are known as the sahati kleshas, that is the inborn or connate kleshas. They're ones we bring with us. But then, in the course of our lives, what our poor old parents do to us and what our life experiences do to us, we construct a more complex ego identity on top of that. So it's as if you've got two levels to it. I think this is what was coming out before. You've got this very basic, intrinsic, well, that's what sahati means, intrinsic level of self-identity. And then you've got this more constructed, or it's known as acquired ego identity. So I think that probably the collapse that takes place is generally at the level of the acquired ego identity. But I quite agree with you that can be, not always is, but can be a very productive experience, because it allows you to look at things in a bit bigger and broader way, and maybe even allows you to see what's going on more fundamentally at the level of the innate or intrinsic. But I think that's again quite an important distinction from Yogacara. You're probably your poor brains, but this is not, it's all new territory. But there's at the level of the manas, it's all very, very automatic, built in. It's structural.
Inborn.
Conate, sahaja. What then happens in our lives, builds on that basis, a foundation of that foundation, a structure of identity and experience. We learn it from our parents, from our schooling, from our experiences throughout our lives, and so on. But what's been got at here is something much more fundamental. It's not to do with our identity as male or female or English or whatever. It's something more basic than that, something that we all share at a much more fundamental level, and which is the initial starting point for the whole construction of identity, of self in world. I think I'm going to have to stop, because I believe there's a class happening now. You're doing all right, are you? Yeah, you're getting there. Okay.